Hi everyone, it's Sandy Leva, and we are here to talk about online newsletters today, specifically for accountants. We're going to give you a bunch of whys and whats and a little bit of how-to today. So welcome, welcome. Let's see where to get this PowerPoint. If you're an accelerator, we put it in your portal, but if you're not an accelerator, you can go to Accelerator Newsletters and then type a / recording, all lowercase, and you can get this PowerPoint and also the recording after the session. All right, so that's where to get the PowerPoint. If you're here for CPE, then feel free to stay on the line from the top of the hour to or whenever you log in, and you'll need to stay for at least 50 minutes, 50 minutes, in order to get CPE credit. You'll need to answer three out of the four polling questions that we have for you today. All right, a lot of you familiar names on the line today. And just in case you don't know me, hopefully you're in the right place. If you're an accounting professional, you're looking for marketing options. You may be looking for client retention options, especially if you do tax and you really don't have much contact with the clients throughout the year. Newsletters can be a fantastic way to solve that issue in an automated fashion so that you're not so busy calling everybody every 5 minutes. And if you're just curious about finding out more about a newsletter, then I'm glad you're here. Hopefully the type of services that you're offering are to small, mid-sized businesses, anything from software consulting to accounting, loan packages, controller work, bookkeeping, payroll, et cetera, traditional accounting services. A little bit about me, just in case you guys don't know me or maybe don't know this part of me. I am a CPA. I started writing in 1990, so it has been a while since I've been a writer. When I first started the paid writing, I wrote books for the AICPA in the late 1990s. I started writing articles for Intuit in 2001. Some of you that have been around for a while may have heard my or may have seen my articles last 15 or so years, and I'm still writing. I just published my 30th book, believe it or not, so still writing for a living. What are the kinds of things I write? Well, I write web pages, I write blog content, articles, lots and lots of articles and books, CPE products. I write clients' bios, I write case studies for clients and vendors. I've written white papers, written lots and lots of marketing materials like prospect kits and proposal shells and things like that. And then the relevant topic about writing today is the client newsletter that I have for accountants called BizBoost News. Now don't worry, I am gonna pitch at the end, but this is not gonna be a pitch fest for the whole thing, so don't worry about that. Our agenda is, I do want to share with you kind of a dirty little secret about accounting newsletters before you invest in one. I'm going to give you a lot of education around newsletters so that you can make a really good informed decision about whether you want to have one. And then the benefits you should expect to get from investing in an online newsletter. The benefits are phenomenal, actually. They are amazing. Yes, Maureen, we love your website. Just responding to comments. LaDonna, I'll get to that on a break, but I don't want to go silent while I have to paste it in, so I'll get to your answer in just a sec. Don, I don't have a clue. All right, agenda. We're going to also talk about places to find pre-written accounting newsletters, because my experience with you guys is you're numbers people and you're not words people. So some of you might be fantastic at writing and some of you might really that would be the last thing on earth that you'd want to do. So I'm going to show you where you can find mine, and I'll also show you where you can evaluate the competitors. All right. Oh, interesting. Okay. How does we're also going to talk about how to do this with very little time. And that's, I think, probably a big concern of all of you is you would love to do this for your clients. You would love to add value to your client services that you've got. But how can I do it in a way that's not going to just eat up my time? And then also we're going to talk about how to build your list, because that's one of the more challenging things, especially in the accounting profession when you know, no one wants to read accounting newsletters. But first, let's do the first polling question. And I want to find out of the people that are on the call, do you have a client newsletter? All right, so if you need CPE, you'll need to answer 3 out of 4 of these. Do you have a client newsletter? All right, who else needs this polling question? Go ahead and anybody else need this polling question? We're doing pretty good. So let me give you about there's a couple people that just logged on. So let me give you guys bear with me. Let's give them a little bit of time to vote. All right, we got 100% right now, so I think we're good to go. All right, let's see. All right, so 2/3 of you do not have a newsletter, so good. We're going to get you fully educated so you can make an informed decision about it. 16% of you said yes, it's sporadic. And I want to tell you that that's bad before I forget. Because the thing is, it makes you look like you can't finish a project or be consistent with a project. So I would really, really encourage you to either, you know, do it or don't do it. Go all in or go all out. Because if you do it sporadically, it just looks halfway done. Do you know what I mean? And I don't think you want to, you know, share that level of quality. I don't think that's something you want to display to the world, is what I'm trying to say. All right, 10% of you do have a client newsletter that's once a month or more often, so good job. Okay, and if you do have a newsletter and you've got specific questions for me, please feel free to type them in the question box, or actually, if you don't have a newsletter and you have specific questions for me, please feel free as well. One of the things I want to share with you that's a terrible secret about accounting-specific newsletters, especially ones with a lot of tax content and accounting debits and credits type content, like you know, our promulgations and opinions and all of that kind of stuff, they are boring to the average guy. They are really boring to the average guy. And the open rate is about 15% on accounting newsletters. The average open rate is 20%. And what you want to do is you want to look for the highest, you want to look for a newsletter that has the highest open rate. If that, you know, you want to ask them about their open rate, and they should know. And if you have dedicated, loyal clients, a lot of the clients that we do regular done for you newsletter work on, their open rates are 50% or higher just because their clients are really interested in what they have to say. All right, so the answer to this is to make it about them and not make it about accounting. Now, of course, you're selling accounting services, but there's a way that you can deliver the content so that it's not technical, but it's more benefit related and solves their pain. All right. And what I mean by solving their pain is it addresses some of the issues and problems that they're trying to solve as small business owners. All right, so let's talk about the benefits. The main thing is it's a low-cost way to stay in touch with clients year-round so that you're top of mind. That's really important because we've seen some surveys where clients selected other vendors for a project that an accountant could have done simply because the other vendor was more top of mind than the client. And when the accountant questioned the client and said, "Gee, that's the type of project we could have done for you," the client says, "Oh, I didn't even think about you," or, "Oh, I didn't even know you could do that." So one of the things that you can do with the client newsletters is to stay in touch with them top of mind so that they're constantly reminded about you. Client retention is huge. If you've delivered good value to them year-round in a newsletter, then they're much more likely to want to have you do their tax return again or continue their bookkeeping, et cetera, et cetera. It also solves, not completely, but it partially solves the biggest complaint in our profession is the lack of communication between the accountant and the client. So that's been on the surveys for decades. I mean, I don't want to tell you how many years I've had my CPA, but I know it's more than 3 decades, and that's a problem that probably won't be solved in my lifetime, the lack of communication between an accountant and their clients. So that having a newsletter is an automated way to educate and reach out to your clients. You still need to do the personal touch, but it at least partially solves one of the biggest issues in our profession, customer service-wise. It also provides upsell opportunities. I would be willing to bet, and you guys can type in the question box, I would be willing to bet every single one of you have a client that doesn't know everything you do. Would you agree with that? Do every single one of your clients, non-payroll clients, know that you offer payroll? Do every single one of your clients know that you can do a loan package for them, or that you can do cash flow analysis for them? You know, pick one, right? Or that you can do tax resolution, or that you can help them more with sales tax analysis, blah, blah, blah. So there's a tremendous amount of upsell potential with a newsletter that educates and makes a soft call to action at the end. So you talk all about general sales tax rules very generally, very specifically to them, and then you do, oh, by the way, you do it from like a risk management standpoint and not so much a rules standpoint, and that gets it to work. So just to prove that it, you know, at least for our newsletter, does help with client retention, Cheryl here says a client that left her 6 years ago came back, and it's because of the newsletter and the website. We do both for her. Cool. Wouldn't it be nice? I mean, so that pays for the newsletter. A client that comes back after 6 years, that pays for the cost of the newsletter. Just that one client, not to mention all the other stuff that you get. So the ROI is really high on a newsletter done right. Okay, I talked already about automating client education. You can also put your leads that you meet from networking groups that aren't clients yet, but that have the potential to be clients, and it can help build trust with not only your current clients, but future clients. Also, same time marketing. It's just another channel that allows you to be in touch with clients on a passive automated kind of way. You still need a personal touch, but this supports it. All right. And like I was talking about the sales tax topic, when you can really figure out your content and nail it, you can have clients inquire about my more advanced services. And I'll show you, I guess I can do that right now. Well, let me show you when we get to the content part. I'll show you kind of what I do so you can kind of see the idea of it. All right, also shortens the sales cycle. So lots and lots of benefits. Once your prospects are warmer, if they've been on your newsletter for 6 or so months, they call you, they're ready to do business. You don't have to do much else during the sales cycle because they've built their own trust in you over time with just the newsletter. All right, talked about warm-up leads. I get testimonials from you guys all the time that invest in the newsletter that says, makes you look smart or makes you look good in front of the client. So I guess that's important, making me look good. So I added that even though I don't really have that as a benefit on the website like I guess I should. All right. The other thing it gives you is permission to pitch straight out. So once you've delivered, you know, months worth of value-added articles and tips to your small biz clients, you have earned the right to tell them that, you know, if you want to do your taxes and you get your stuff to me early in February, I'm going to give you 5% discount. So that's like a pitch, you know. Or I'm going to, let's see what else. Maybe you're just announcing a new, like a software upgrade or a QuickBooks class or anything like that. You have permission to do that once you've delivered value to your list. The other thing you can do is you can take those same articles that you're using in a newsletter and post them on your blog, and your website gets search engine optimization benefits. So that's fantastic because Google, as a search engine, loves fresh content, and Google will rank you higher when you keep your website updated. All right, and then you can also get little, you know, sentences, one line, two lines, and turn them into social media tweets and posts that can include the link to your blog for the full article. And then if you've got an upsell at the bottom of article, you could potentially drive your leads from social media all the way to calling you. So it's a way that you can connect the social media channel to a blog channel to a newsletter channel to your website to get business. Okay, so they're working together, they're not working individually. Let's do another polling question. What is the top need that you have when it comes to client newsletters, and you can choose more than one? Dawn, what web address is not working? Did I type it in wrong in the chat? Yeah, I must have. All right, go ahead and do that poll, and I'll type it in again. Okay, who else needs this polling question? Thanks, Don, for letting me know. Okay, let's give about 10 more seconds on this polling question. Deb, I'll answer that in just a sec. All righty. So, kind of a lot. I guess the big one is regular client communications, 90% of you. Tie 55% client retention and upsell opportunities. And then 48% warm-up leads. Yeah, good. All right, good. Deb is asking, is there a way to add personalized info to the generic newsletter? Yes, we definitely recommend that you do that. And there is a way to do that in Constant Contact by adding a header. And when we do that for you, we actually design a header for you for Constant Contact. Oh, I forgot to add that to the bonuses. Well, anyway, yeah, so thanks for asking that. So, yeah, definitely, you can put a header on it. And, yeah, because all we do is provide the words. It depends on, we have three packages that we sell, so it depends on which package you purchase as to how customized it comes. All right, so where can you find newsletters? Well, obviously, I'm going to share with you, you know, the one that I have, because I think, you know, I wouldn't do stuff. I mean, I'm almost retirement age, so I wouldn't do stuff if I didn't think there wasn't anybody else in the industry doing it right, not doing it right. I got too many double negatives in that sentence. But bottom line is, I don't do anything that I think someone else is already doing correctly. I would recommend you to them. Instead, I don't think anybody's doing a decent client newsletter for solos that are serving small business clients and want to have a business focus. So you can go here. Now, I also want to share with you that you can Google accounting client newsletters or accounting firm client newsletters, and you can find, you know, my competitors. You can find other people because, you know, not everybody will be right for me, and you might find one that's acceptable. I'm not going to point them out to you, but that's where you can get, you can find out all the ones that are doing decent SEO anyway, you can find them through Google. All right. There's a couple I would not recommend, too. I don't know if I want to put that on the recording, though. You can email me if you want that information. All right. So one of the probably the most important thing is to get the right content. And you can probably tell that I'm biased for that. Since I'm a writer, that's really kind of the most important thing. But I'm also a marketer, and I'm also probably an extremely good marketing copywriter. And I think that's probably one of the skills that isn't in any of the other newsletters that's offered. I could be wrong. But the educational piece is really important. It gets more and more important. You know, maybe it was important 30 years ago, but gosh darn, is it important now. And you really want to leave them, or at least some of your readers, wanting more information. So that's something that you want to kind of know how to write for. You don't want it to be so detailed. Like, it can't be like an your QuickBooks tip, or it's not going to work that well. And you don't want it to be too complex, because that's what you get paid the big bucks for, and you don't want to give out, you know, all the, you don't want to make it sound hard to work with you, right? You want to make it sound, you know, simple, even though it might not be easy. Now, you also want to make it relevant to the small biz client issues, with a tie into your services. So some of the topics I write about, how to get more clients, or how to evaluate your marketing ROI, how to determine how much you're spending on marketing and what you're getting back, cash flow, you know, more profits, more time, return on investment, what project should I do next, getting organized, because you guys are brilliant at getting the small biz clients organized and they feel better after you've worked with them. Some staffing issues, not so much. Customer service, these are some of the top things that are relevant to your small biz client. Now, to the degree that they can connect with accounting, good, but you won't do that all the time. You know, you might do that half the time or something like that. So I've got a couple of articles pulled in my Word. So for example, this one, basically the topic is about having an accounting department that's compliance only, but what else we can do for you. So for example, and then this is my soft thing at the end of it. Here's your soft call to action. Take a look at your accounting department, see what's missing in some of the functionality, and let us know if we can help you plug any of the holes, for example. All right, so that's one. Another one is, you know, in AR, you can give a couple of AR tips. And again, at the end, you've got this soft sell. As always, please reach out if you have questions about this article or if we can help you implement some of the AR best practices that we just went over. All right. So this is how you can write an article that's relevant to them with a soft upsell to you if they want more of your business or if they want to go beyond compliance. This is a great way to start the beyond compliance to advisory conversation with them as well without hitting them up the side of the head, because I know you guys hate bugging your clients. So a newsletter is a way to do, you know, a soft optional type of a educational conversation. So I work really hard on developing the topics too. And this is the kind of feedback I've gotten, some of the best ideas for including in a newsletter. So, you know, and what you're going to see is, you know, it's great to remind them that on July 1st, you need to start keeping, you know, your car receipts or something, you know, tax related. I think that's fantastic, but that's super detailed. And what they're more interested is like small biz strategy stuff and tips that are going to make them profit. So that's kind of what I try to do. Here's another polling question for us. What's the most challenging about a newsletter? And you can choose more than one here too. And that's a good, important question. All of our articles are geared towards small biz. We do not have an individual we don't have an individual newsletter. So all of our articles are geared towards small biz. And I'd love to develop one, but I don't see a market for it. So. Because most individuals are not motivated enough to want to know about tax 26 times a year, they can barely make it through the March. You know, it's a dreaded kind of a chore. So I don't see the demand. Now, if you're a financial planner, I could see definitely, you know, an article around financial planning. And of course, there are some. But if it's tax related individuals, there's got to be a better way. I would use some other marketing technique. Don's asking, I have individual tax, business tax, and bookkeeping. Should I have three different newsletters? You could. I would definitely put three different lists together. Although I would send the business tax clients and the bookkeeping clients a newsletter like BizBoost News, because that could get the business tax clients doing upsell with you on projects. All right, who else needs this polling question? If you need CPE, jump in. Anyone else? All right, I've closed it already, so let's share. All right, 89% of you say you need the most help writing it, and then 67% getting started or finding the time, 48% building the list. Now, if you have a client list already, then that's a good start. All right, good. All right, so let me give you some kind of details about this in case you want to do it on your own. We recommend at least once a month, and every 2 weeks is ideal, because once a month sometimes they'll forget when it gets this busy. So that's why we do ours every 2 weeks. So frequency is a common question. And then certain days to send are better than others. We have our internal newsletter going out on Wednesday mornings, and we have the BizBoost client newsletter going out on Thursday mornings for the clients that are following our schedule. Definitely do it on first thing in the morning, because if you send a newsletter in the afternoon, you're going to get more unsubscribes. If you send a newsletter on Friday afternoon's the worst time, and I'll tell you that most of you that do it sporadically or do it yourself, you find that you've got a couple hours on Friday afternoon, so you whip out your newsletter, you send it at 4 o'clock, and it doesn't do a bit of good. As a matter of fact, it probably erodes brand that time of day because people are already shut down for their weekend. So you do want to be careful when you send it out, and we recommend Thursday morning. We've had a lot of people experiment with that, and I've got coaches in the internet marketing world, but small business clients are different than individuals, and every list is different. So you can also experiment with your list and see what works best for them. How long should a newsletter be? Well, there's a couple of different types of newsletter. If you're going to send one every 2 weeks, we just recommend one article per newsletter. We just keep it simple. If you try to have 5 articles for a newsletter, I mean, no one does that anymore. I think they used to do it because they had to mail it out quarterly, right? But now that we have digital email, it doesn't cost that much more to send it via email. So one article, bite size, people are really busy, so keep it short, keep it bulleted or numbered lists, are good. At the most, what we've seen is that works is people can have a greeting or announcement. Keep it really short. Don't talk about the weather. I just got a newsletter today that talked about the weather for the first paragraph. That's wasting my time. I don't even live in Nevada anyway. And I do care about you guys that got snow, but still, I just don't think it's, the right place for the newsletter. Then if you have a strong list of events, then you could put a calendar. If not, just go straight to the article. And then wrap up with a bio, like a 1-paragraph bio, not a 4-paragraph bio. And then if you have like a special or something going on, you could either do it in a 1-line announcement or put it at the end. All right. So, really about 3 major sections, a greeting, the article, and then a very short bio, just so that you can remind them who you are. If you do send newsletters, you will need to comply with the spam laws. I don't think I even spelled this right, but basically, every state's a little bit different, but you can pretty much email your clients, and as long as you have an address at the bottom of your newsletter and a way to opt out, then you're pretty much in compliance with the things you do. You do not want to collect business cards at a networking event and add them to your newsletter without asking them permission. And the best thing to do is get them to sign up online so that it comes from their IP address. It comes from their computer, and then that way you have the record of it. The other thing that you may not know about is if you do handle client financial information, you are required once a year to send a privacy policy out. And if you're going to do a newsletter, you're probably going to want to have a privacy policy on your website. And it's good form to have the link to the privacy policy right below your opt-in if you're going to have an opt-in for your newsletter on your website. Opt-in meaning a blank for your name and your email, and so that they can automatically be added to the list that you have. And that requires software like Constant Contact. We're going to go over that in a sec. All right, biggest mistakes I see people making. I said this already, starting and not continuing. Looks like you can't finish a project. You don't really want to send that kind of message to the world. Another mistake that we see is you send newsletters for years, but you never pitch them. You have earned the right to send pitch emails. And so this, I'm gonna offer a bonus today that'll go to my current and future clients about pre-written pitch emails so that you have those. And then you can't expect your people to sign up for newsletter just to sign up for the newsletter. You generally need to add some kind of free report or a bonus. So we take care of that for you as well. We write a bonus report for you. Also, I've seen it where you can pitch too much, where all you do is send out pitches to your newsletter, and that burns the list out so that they're going to unsubscribe more, and they're going to be a little bit reticent when you do come to them and talk to them about a real issue that they might have. Most of you don't have this problem. This problem is more in the internet marketing world where people are trying to come at you and sell you 8 million things you don't need. All right, if you've got boring or irrelevant content, that's a mistake. And then not actively building your list. You want to try to figure out how you can, like if someone invites you to subscribe to LinkedIn or connect on LinkedIn, you may want to also invite them to your list. You know, things like that, small things like that you can set up. All right, how do you spend half an hour per month on it? Well, what we do is I write a quarter's worth of article in one sitting. So it takes me a couple of days to do that. But I basically have, you can sit down instead of every week or every 2 weeks, oh, it's time to do the newsletter again. You know, that can be just so stressful. Instead, you can be proactive and batch it and do several months at once. So just sit down, knock it out, and if you have someone else write it for you, you literally can spend half an hour per month reviewing, selecting, posting them in Constant Contact and scheduling them out. And a tool like Constant Contact, which is a list management system, allows you to post the article and schedule it for months in advance. We have dozens of articles scheduled throughout the rest of the year to clients in our Constant Contact account. So you can basically go on vacation and your newsletter will still drop every 2 weeks. You can do the same thing to your WordPress blog. There's a scheduling component to it so that those can also drop where you're posting them all, you know, once per quarter or once per month or something like that. And then you're good to go. So on Friday, I'm going to do a full Constant Contact demo. So I don't think I'm going to be able to do that on this call. I am a Constant Contact solution provider, which means I get a commission for people that sign up using this affiliate link. You're welcome to use it, or if you're bugged by that, then you can just go to Constant Contact. This is the tool that we recommend for accountants that are not going to grow lists over about 1,000 people. If you think your list is going to grow over 1,000, or you're interested in a high volume, a much higher volume, we recommend a different tool than Constant Contact. So I'll show you the prices on Constant Contact. It's pretty simple. Oh, that was where I needed to be. pretty simple. Most of you are going to get by with the $20 per month under 500 contacts. Some of you will go up to the $40 a month range if you have over 500. If you have more than that, we recommend a different tool because Constant Contact is really, they get really picky with you. If you, once you get into these higher numbers, they'll start blocking. They'll get really picky about your content. You don't want anybody micromanaging you like that. So there's other tools that are designed for higher number of lists. But most of you are going to be fine at this $20 per month price point. And there is a discount if you pay annually. And Constant Contact has a lot of products right now, but the one you need is email marketing. And again, on Friday, I'm going to do a full hour inside the Constant Contact product that's going to show you how to add clients and set up your first list and set up your first newsletter and a couple of bells and whistles. So if you want to sign up for that, then this is the registration URL right here for it. I'll paste it in the chat right now. And you can do that on Friday. Okay. Yeah. All right. So how can you build your list? Well, here's a couple of tips on how to build your list. And one is you really want to get some routines in place. So if you go to networking meetings, you know, ask them if it's okay to add them to your newsletter and then write newsletter on the back of their business card. And then you can add them when you get home. Same thing with social media. If you have a connection, you might want to try to get them to go to get them to sign up for your list as well once they've immediately connected to you on Facebook. You can also put an opt-in on your website that will gather leads. Let me show you ours on the Accountants Accelerator site. We have a little thing called free resources right here. So when you click on that, you can get these reports. We don't even have much copy now because we just redid the website. I don't have some of the copy built in yet. But you can see we've got the privacy policy linked right here, right underneath the subscribe buttons. So if you want that report or any of these reports, you'll need to sign up for them. And so we have the opt-ins for that. You will probably just have one opt-in, you know, and then that way they will it'll be less confusing, right? And so you basically put the name and the email, and then once you're subscribed, you'll be subscribed to the list. You'll be added to the list. You can put your newsletter name on your business card, instructions on how to sign up. You can add it to your signature line, not the whole opt-in thing, but the link to the opt-in page. Again, we talked about inviting your other social media channels, and we talked about requesting permission at local networking meetings. So those are some of the ways that you can build your list with leads, and then obviously you can add your clients. You technically you don't need permission to add your clients, so you can add your clients. Some of you may want to ask your clients for permission or send one to your clients and then ask them to opt in if they want more, stuff like that. All right, who has a question? Okay. Bruce, email me at support@sandysmith.com and I'll answer that. If you got a question, type it in the question box and I will catch it, you know, as I keep going. All right. So you can make a plan now, hopefully, based on what you've learned today. And one of the things, I guess, to ask yourself is how much revenue can you expect to generate from a newsletter? Well, there's several things you can do. Recovering lost clients, we saw that. Upsells, we've seen that. Warming up leads, it's kind of hard to measure that, but if they become a client, new sales, most people are not ready to buy the first time you meet them, right? So here's a way to connect with them over time. So you can kind of estimate each of these things and see, okay, if I'm going to get all this from a newsletter, as long as what I'm going to get exceeds the cost, or maybe you have a multiple that you want to go in terms of your marketing ROI, then you can kind of compute that. I'll leave that to you since you're all accountants. You know how to do that. And let's do one more polling question. Just curious, what is the value in annual revenue to you of one new client on average? What's the annual revenue to you of one new client? Now, some of you that are in tax is going to be a different answer than in bookkeeping, so you're going to have to kind of average if you do both, especially. And then, if you don't want to answer, I've given you an out with the NA. Until you have a newsletter, it's hard to estimate like how many clients you might get from it or how much upsell you might get from it. So that first year is kind of a crapshoot, but then you can start measuring. Then you can start planning better after the first year. Who else needs this polling question? Anybody else? Let's give you about 10 more seconds. All right, Betty's asking, should I send newsletters to tax clients who didn't return as tax clients? I think it might be a little late, and I would definitely ask them for their permission because it could actually erode your brand if you were not. It might be a little late to do that, but I would definitely send the newsletter to the tax clients that came back this year so that you have higher retention next year. Okay, so most of you, two-thirds of you, are in the $500 to $2,000 per year for the average client. Great. Okay. All right, so you really only need a couple of things. You need a list management system like Constant Contact that can send the newsletters and manage your list and handle your opt-ins. And then you need a newsletter like BizBooz News. And then you're going to either need some labor or you can outsource getting it done. An admin can get this done. Somebody who's a techie admin can get this done because it's a pretty easy tool to learn. All right, so I want to also now share with you our product. Accelerator newsletters, same thing as BizBoost News. You actually don't see either of those brand names on the product because it's private labeled to you. 26 issues a year, every 2 weeks, small business focus, like I mentioned in the content. It comes in a Word format, so you can actually modify it and edit it if you want. So, for example, the Canadian clients, if I mention IRS, they can just change it to CRA. And so on and so forth. I usually don't mention the IRS though. Permission to post a blog and newsletter. You have, once we give you the Word format, you have permission to put it on your blog and to put it in a newsletter that you send to clients. We also write 8 tweets per article at the end of the article in the Word document, so that you can post those and tweet those out using Twitter or LinkedIn or Facebook. And then you can also modify the document if you want. Let's say there's a paragraph that you just want to change, or maybe you want to add a paragraph. then you know we don't care. We're fine with you doing that. And we do have international subscribers, so it's pretty it's generic, but it's also accounting business related, if that makes sense. All right. I guess there's another one that says making me look so good. Okay. So we have a lot of bonuses to get you started because we know it's hard to get started on this. So we offer you a free report that you can use for opt-in attraction. So it's not just your newsletter they're signing up for. We provide 6 how-to videos in case you want to do it yourself. We also provide a report, and I think there's one how-to video on how to build and monetize your list. So we get more into that with you as a client. Oh, another testimonials. Saving the time. This one's on time saving, relevancy. The fact that you actually get an email from your client about the newsletter. That's my goal. I want your clients to start talking to you and commenting on the newsletter. So that's the goal that we write for. The business news is $2.99 a year, and again, that gives you 26 articles. We do have a couple of different options ranging from do it yourself to we do it for you. So if you want us to draft it in Constant Contact for you, we charge $4.99 a year for that. And then we have a complete done for you where we drop and schedule your newsletter, your blog. We pay for your Constant Contact account. We add emails to your Constant Contact. Now you have to send us those. And then that includes, the articles, and we do that for $120 a month. And then we do blog-only updates for 45 a month. And that includes the Constant Contact software. So the Constant Contact software's, a little over a couple hundred a month. I don't really get a discount off of it, but I do get a commission if you order through me. Another testimonial, saves time, improves SEO. Dreaded chore, just to get it off your plate so that you don't, Don's asking, are the bonuses for all subscribers or subscribers to your newsletter service? No, it's for BizBiz clients. The bonuses are for the accountant. So I'm not sure what you mean by subscribers, but yeah. If you are currently paying me anywhere from the $2.99 a year to the $120 a month, those bonuses are for you. Maybe I make it clear like that. All right, so a couple of more bonuses. On the done for you clients, we will add that whole opt-in thing to your website so you don't have to mess with that because it's a little codey depending on what your website code's done in. And the thing I just wrote that if you're a current client, I want you guys to know about is we just added 8 sample pitch emails. These are things like, okay, it's year end. If you're not happy with your payroll, then it's time to think about switching to us, Or in February, here's an email that, here's it, here's a, if you get your tax stuff together early, we'll offer you a discount. You'll have to flesh that in a little bit, but at least it gives you some ideas. And then we have a whole, we have kind of a calendar. We suggest what month you send that out. But that's not included in what we automatically schedule for you because, you might not want to give a discount in February, right? So we, and you may not offer payroll. So that will have to be custom done. Right. But we on the done for you clients, we will custom do those 8 sample pitches. But that's the $120 a month option because that's a lot of labor in customizing it for you. All right. Deb has one more question. If using one of your websites, do the newsletters post automatically? Yes. So Deb, if you're already pro and up, which is the $89 and up, let me give you a custom price before you buy anything. Yeah. Because you've already paid for the blog with your website subscription. Yeah. So we actually have a special rate for you. Yeah, it's really good too. So just email me and I'll give you that. I'll give you that rate. All right, so for those of you, so a couple of action items. If it sounds like a newsletter is something that would definitely benefit you and you would get a good return on investment for it based on what we've talked about, then I would love for you to consider our newsletter, acceleratornewsletters.com. Let's go to the website and I'll show you how the three packages. So I think you have to scroll down here. Yeah. So we have the three packages that we talked about. This is all you do is get the Word document and the tweets. So you can sign up for the Microsoft Word. And then all the way to the other end, where actually it's $120 a month. I need to change that. The Done For You, where we do everything for you, including the Constant Contact account. And then in the middle, if you want us to post the Constant Contact drafts, you know, if you don't want to mess with it, then you can choose that. All right. So that's where to get that. And then if you're interested in getting a Constant Contact subscription, then love for you to use our affiliate link, or if you're not comfortable with that, we're obviously fine with that too. And on Friday, like I said, we'll do the Constant Contact training. So we'll actually go into a Constant Contact account and get it set up for you and show you how to do all the things for those of you who want to do it on your own. Okay, any other questions? If you've got other questions, then please feel free to email me. I'll put my email support@sandysmithwithani.com in the chat. All right, thanks everybody. I hope this was helpful. And I don't have my traditional what will you do from this webinar, but go ahead and type in the question box for me. What one thing will you do from this webinar? What one tip did you like the best? What do you plan to do with your newsletter information? Don, can you send me a link on that, on the news for that? I'm like 6 days behind on my news. All right, Allison's going to create a newsletter. Good for you. LaDonna's going to look into sending a newsletter out. Jill's going to consider getting this started. Yay. All right. Thanks, Sherry Lynn. She says, very informative. I'm now going to consider doing this. Don says, looking into a newsletter and start mentioning it at networking meetings. All righty. Fantastic. Thanks, everybody. Appreciate your time. Bye for now.